Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County with the L.A. County Fair meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race, including Thoroughbred L.A.'s Calbred Horse of the Week, Shea Brennan, taking last week's Patrando. Now, get ready for an exciting Sunday program today and make plans to join us for a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with nighttime racing. Tonight, catch the Grade 1 Bessel's Maturity with the champion Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 among the possible starters. The field could also feature stakes winner defending champ Show and Tell Cartel and others. Top older horses face off in the Grade 1 Bessel's Maturity. Make your plans today for a Sunday fun day and night at Los Alamitos. Call Ruben Garcia for Bessel's Club reservations at 714-820-2681. Join us for the daytime action on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mayor's Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us at the midway point of the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse right here in the O.C. Boy, so much ground to cover this morning. First things first, well, it's got to be the great one, $2 million Stephen Foster yesterday at Churchill Downs, run over a racetrack that Churchill labeled muddy. Apparently Equibase called it sloppy. If you watch the race, if you watch the entire day, they had a lot of rain. It was wet with a lot of goop on top. A magnificent performance from the winner, Magnitude. Hats off to Steve Asmussen. What about that Dubai bounce? He's the Dubai World Cup winner on March 28th. He comes back. He breaks through the gate prematurely, makes the lead, and I guess you could say it was an easy lead because there were a couple of horses drawn inside that didn't really go as many expected. Anyway, it was Magnitude holding off a terrific late challenge from Baeza, who, if he ever learns how to break, he just might win the Breeders' Cup Classic. An absolutely tremendous effort, ridden for the first time, not the first time, but the first time in a while by Flavion Pratt. Baeza and his second start for trainer Bill Mott just stood there when they kicked the gate, and he came running, made up a ton of ground. It was a heck of a Stephen Foster under some adverse conditions. Out here at Los Alamitos, certainly not the the most star-studded running of the Los Al Derby that we've seen. But once again, it was that guy, Bob Baffert, in a five-horse field. You got a $5.60 win mutual because everybody was all in on the Dan Blacker train start the ride, who just got outrun. And it was Sabino Canyon, a maiden 0-for-2 lifetime, once on turf, once on dirt, an impressive half-length winner under Ricky Gonzalez. He just kept grinding through the lane and was able to get up and win by a half-length. Baffert's 10th consecutive win in the Los Alamitos Derby and his 16th overall. First post today at Los Al at 1 o'clock, an 8-race card. And, folks, worth noting, no night racing last night. There was a carryover from last Sunday into the nighttime pick six at Los Alamitos of better than 38,000. Joining us right now in the leadoff spot, as he nearly always does, Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Also want to mention, of course, today is the last day, the final day at the Big A Aqueduct, a meet that's called the Belmont at Aqueduct meeting. The curtain comes down today, and Kurt Hoover going to be joining us in second hour. John, we're going to be joined in just a few minutes by a guy who won more races lifetime at Aqueduct than anybody else, Richie Migliori. Looking forward to that conversation. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the Stephen Foster yesterday first off.
Well, it was an eventful race, to say the least. I mean, Magnitude broke through the gate before it started, and Asmussen was quoted afterwards saying this was the first starter he's had that did this, and he's had like 50,000 starters. Turns out not to be true, but I'm sure he didn't remember. Someone posted on X a chart showing where he had a horse and a stake that broke through the gate a few years ago.
Fact checkers, they're all over the place, John.
And happened to win. In this day and age, Mike, with X and Twitter, you get away with nothing. They catch you no matter what it is.
Can we even slide a good story through now and again? No.
No, of course not. Anyway, I would give Sovereignty another shot. I know he won on the sloppy track when he won the Derby last year at Churchill Downs, but obviously every sloppy track is different. Just looked like he didn't want to handle that track because down the backstretch, Mike, it looked like he was backing up and he was going to finish last.
I agree.
Honestly,
yeah,
that's what it looked like to me. And take nothing away from Baeza because he gave everybody an 8 to 10 length head start.
Amazing.
And he passed Sovereignty. They're going to have to figure out how to fix this horse because there's no way you could bet a horse like this with any confidence. He's good. He may be as good as some of these, but you can't give everybody that big an advantage and expect to beat them, you know. And again, Magnitude, take nothing away from him. He was cruising on the lead. A little surprising that Willie Dees or Wide of Barrio didn't show more speed,
right?
Especially knowing how that track was playing. But Ortiz, you know, he did it. He made the lead in two steps, and it was basically over after that.
Yeah, Jose Ortiz. And, you know, Magnitude, if you watch the race at the wire and beyond, Baeza was coming. But you know what? Magnitude, who was a little bit erratic inside the 16th pole, he dug back in after the wire. He wouldn't let Baeza by, John.
Yeah, you know, and people avoid playing horses that come back from Dubai and all that. Well, he's disproved that fact yesterday, like all these great stats end up being turned around sooner or later. And yesterday was that case. But to have him break through the gate, Mike, I mean, you know, we all watch thousands of races. They usually don't come back and win. And if you've had another horse in the race, well, you said, okay, that takes care of one of them. Now we only got to beat three more. So that's what happened.
And back to Asmussen. Boy, a little bit earlier in the Wise Dan, now the Foster was the 12th, the Wise Dan at a mile and a 16th on turf. You know, that was Lagunas. That was his fifth stakes win in a row, again with Jose Ortiz. And he was just super yesterday. Once again, John, what a magnificent horse.
Yeah, I mean, he's got this horse good now. I mean, this horse is really, not often you get to five and become a different horse, but that's the situation with him. Not only that, they've all been graded stake races, so he's in top form now and another terrific training job. By the way, Jose Ortiz is going to have to make a lot of choices because he rides Magnitude, he rides the Derby winner, and he rides Nitrogen. So all these horses may be meeting up shortly, and it's going to be interesting to see where he goes.
I think he stays right with Magnitude, John.
I agree, Mike. I think that's the right choice, and you're right. I think you're right.
I got Richie Migliori standing by. Let's have an hour one best bet. You got to be going to the Big A, John.
Absolutely, Mike. The eighth race today at Aqueduct at 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. And I love the number 6 horse in here, Highway Harmony. This is a 6-year-old mare who will be making her first start for trainer Amelia Green. And she's done terrific with new acquisitions. This horse was a $17,000 claim at just 4 races back. Well, today, she's gone up in a stake race. She's listed 8-1 on the morning line. Edgar Zayas, who's done a terrific job since moving his tack to New York, rides number 6, Highway Harmony, upsets and wins this year's John Hettinger. I guess it's the last one that will ever be run at Aqueduct.
Okay, and JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, mandatory payout. Everything goes out the door today. Belmont at the Big A, and, of course, Los Al Selection.
John, we'll have more time on the back end today. Again, 8th race at Aqueduct, post time set for 5:08 Eastern. And John says it's number 6, Highway Harmony. John, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
As advertised now, we're joined by really one of the greats in the history of New York racing. He was the nation's Eclipse Award-winning jockey back in 1981. He is the all-time leading rider at Aqueduct with 2,238 career wins there. He's got 4,450 total wins and an illustrious career in the saddle, and he currently does an absolutely tremendous job on behalf of Naira Betts and Fox Sports from the New York racing situation. He joins us now, Richie Migliori. Hey, Rich, good morning. It's a big day. I really appreciate you taking time, and I know the listeners do as well.
No, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and thank you for all the kind words. You got me blushing here. I'm in my office at Aqueduct, pretty much got everything packed up. The only thing I got left hanging in the closet is the suit I'm going to wear today. But bittersweet. You know, I love this place. It meant a lot to me over the years. But, you know, things change and life goes on. And we've got a beautiful new building over at Belmont. And I guess really, like, it didn't make any sense to have 2 tracks
right
within 10 miles of each other. You know, I mean, it's just under 10 miles between Aqueduct and Belmont. So I think it was probably the right business decision, but of course, you know, a lot of history here.
And a lot of emotion, certainly for guys like you, Richie. You know, you've said an awful lot here. They had a highlight reel yesterday on Fox Sports 1. That had to kind of get you choked up a little bit, looking at all these good horses and you winning on them. In addition, some of the great horses that run at Aqueduct, I defy anybody to tell me they've ever seen a horse that moved any better than Easy Goer. I'm just, you know, just absolutely struck by that. Winning the Gotham, winning the Wood. I know you saw those races as well. Of course, Seattle Slough had some great moments there. I want to talk about, though, your experience as a jockey. You've talked a little bit about Angel Cordero. I think you said yesterday, you know, between the lines on game day, he was the benchmark. Nobody ever looked better on a horse than Angel. But I got to ask you, as a young kid, as a bug boy, he could be an SOB, I've been told by many people. Richie, what was that like having to contend with Angel Cordero, and did he make you better?
Well, he absolutely made me better. You know, you come into a room as a kid, and you're actually naive enough to think you belong there. And 99% of us don't actually belong there yet. You know, I guess your confidence level has to be a little bit high, you know, to be a jockey, and you got to have a little bit of swagger. But I actually walked into a room full of Hall of Famers, obviously Angel being number one on that list, and thought I belonged there and thought I knew how to compete and knew how to prepare. And then you start looking around and realizing, I got to up my game here. I got to learn how to compete. And Angel Cordero is the one who taught me how to compete. Either that or you were going to get run over out there.
Right.
They didn't care. You were 16 years old, whatever. No. You're in a man's game. You know, tighten your belt and get tied on, you know. And that's how I learned, because of guys like that. The George E. Velasquez would pull you on the side and say, hey, you don't want to do that because of this or that, or you do want to do this. He would, you know, articulate his advice. Angel would exploit what you did wrong.
That's it.
Make you pay for it, and then you would learn the hard way. So, you know, two different ways to go about it. And me and Angel did not get along at all when we were riding.
Surprise, surprise, as Jim Neighbors used to say.
Yeah, but you know what? He's one of my best friends now.
Is that right?
We've become so close. There's so much mutual respect and love there. And he's coming on the show today for a segment with me and Lafitte.
Oh, man.
So he's going to be on the desk, and we're going to be talking Aqueduct memories. But, I love the man. At one time, I hated him. But, again, it was the competition, really, you know.
Richie, you mentioned Lafitte. Of course, we call him Little Lafitte. His dad, Lafitte Penkai Jr., one of the all-time greats, and I'm sure it was a guy you looked up to. But I can remember him saying – he would get so mad at Angel over something that happened. And I mean in big races. He didn't care. But he said, you know, he'd maybe give me a ride to the airport, and before I knew it, he was making me laugh. I couldn't stay mad at him. I don't know if that was the case for you. It probably took some years. But Angel was a guy that would talk in the room. He'd try and get inside your head. Then he'd be riding your horse out there and maybe three or four others. That I know that had to be quite a process.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, he would do things, like you say, to get in your head. He would, like I was, and I was going to beat him for leading off.
Uh-oh. We just lost Richie Migliori. Why don't you try him back, Chris, okay? Let's go ahead and do that. Richie, are you back?
I'm back, I think. You got me?
Yeah, we lost you there. I'm sorry, you were talking about the overall Cordero treatment, how he'd try and get in your head, and then I know everybody knew he was very aggressive on the racetrack, but just touch upon that. Hopefully we'll keep this connection going.
Yeah, it's in my office, and sometimes it just drops that I'm outside now. There's a line wrapped around the entire racetrack to get in today. You've never seen it.
Really?
At Aqueduct in years and years and years.
Yeah.
But no, Angel would try to get in your head. That when I was an apprentice, I had him beat for leading rider. I got injured, unfortunately, and he beat me one winter. I spent 8 days in Saratoga Hospital. But I won a race, and he finished fifth on the turf, and he claimed foul against the first four finishers just to, like, have the tote board blow up. Everybody's blinking.
Yeah.
And it was to get in my head. It was just to mess with me. And there was no... you know, stone unturned when Angel, you know, was riding. He was going to exploit any little thing he possibly could. That's one of the things that made him great. And what drove me crazy as a kid is what I came to admire and respect. And then you learn also how to do it to the younger guys as well.
You know, Richie, Cowboy Jack Cannell told me something. I think he had just recently won the Preakness. I mean, he was a young guy. He's the youngest guy to ever win the Preakness at 16 years of age. But he was riding a really good fellow. I think it was for Dickie Dutrow, named Jamila. And he said, you know, we're not even out of the winner's circle. And Angel goes up to the owners, and he's talking about a big race in a month that he'd love to ride this filly, and he's going to be where she's going to run and so on. So you say no stone unturned. I mean, he covered all bases and then some.
Well, how about this? Rhonda Allen got the patent on the aerodynamic silks.
Yeah.
But then she also created aerodynamic pants, which I hated. I looked like Kermit the Frog in them. And I was riding a really good mare for her named Make the Magic. And Angel wanted to get on her so bad. See, I would have to wear those pants when I rode for her, but I would never wear them otherwise because I looked ridiculous in them.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't Baryshnikov. I was a jockey, right? So Angel started wearing them. And if he'd win a race in them, and not even for her, he would call her that night at home and say,
God.
Oh, Mommy, did you see I wore your pants today? If I didn't have those pants on, I wouldn't have won that
race.
Oh,
my God.
He wound up getting me off the horse, and he got them out.
He moved you. Yeah.
He moved me, and I had won three in a row on
That's just unreal. That is Angel, you know. Well, I'm glad to hear you got over it, Richie. I don't know if I could have, really, but...
life goes on. Life's too short to hold grudges.
The flips, I got to get that through my head. I really do. That's a great quality, and I'm not quite there in a couple of cases, but I'll have to re-examine my own situation. But, Richie, the flip side of the Angel deal was, you said yesterday on Fox 1, Eddie Maple was a guy that really gave you some great counsel and helped you at that time as a jockey.
Kid, I was very mercurial. I could be up and down. If I won four or five, you know, I was over the moon. If I got beat on four or five favorites, I was down in the dumps. Lose my temper, you know, get into beefs with guys and stuff. And
yeah,
I remember one day I had gotten beat on a few favorites, and I was sitting at our locker, and our lockers, me and Eddie Maple's lockers, were side by side, his and my entire career. And he looked at me and he said, like, all right, what if you had won on all those horses today? What would you have done tomorrow morning? I said, get up early, go to the track, work horses out. And he goes, okay, so you got beat on those horses. What are you going to do tomorrow morning? I said, get up early, go to the track, get on horses.
Yeah.
He said, so why do you get so high and so low? Why don't you stay more in the middle? And just little things like that. Food,
yeah.
You know, you're reducing, you're pulling weight, and you obsess about food. And one day he just looked at me and he said, you know, food's always going to be there. And for some reason, it made sense to me. Like, yeah, you know what? I might be hungry right now, but someday I'll be able to eat what I want.
It's amazing.
I mean, he just had a very good knack at being able to talk to me in a way that I could accept and understand it. And,
yeah. You
know, and he cared. He genuinely cared. He had, you know, kids. I mean, I'm a little bit older than his kids, but I think he always looked at me like he was looking out for me in a fatherly way.
Yeah, and he knew what you had been up against with the likes of Cordero and empathized with you, and he saw the big picture. What a blessing in your life to have, you know, kind of been next-door neighbors for a number of years with a guy like Eddie Maple. Richie, I just want to share this with you. I unfortunately never made it to Aquilick. By the way, today's daily racing form, I don't know the sequencing back there, but out here, it starts early. I think page three, there's an advance on the stake today by Dave Grenning. And then Dave just has some great, great interviews with a lot of different people that have competed and worked, a guy like Tom Durkin, trainers, jocks. You're one of them over the years. I'd encourage everybody, if you're going to pick up the daily racing form, do it today and read some of Dave Grenning's stuff regarding Aqueduct. And Cordero noted that he rode Seattle Slough in his last ever race, which he won on, and Angel's first ever career win in North America was at Aqueduct. For me, Richie, Aqueduct really, really jumped off the page with the 1985 Breeders' Cup. And if you remember, there was a strong headwind that day as you guys went up the backside. I'll just never forget the way Precisionist, who had cut back in distance for Fred Hooper and Ross Fenstermaker, ridden by Chris McCarron, the way he won the sprint. He was such a striking-looking chestnut. And McCarron, you know, he was a picture on a horse himself. But that was a great day for New York and a great day for racing. And it's a shame that the Breeders' Cup has been gone so long, but it's coming back to New York at Belmont Park next year, Richie.
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup was invented to be a traveling road show,
right?
Basically a promotional vehicle for our game, and it was supposed to move. It would afford fans in all different regions of the country, in North America, to have an opportunity to see it. So, for New York fans who couldn't afford, you know, airfare or hotels and this and that, it's going to be back in the metropolitan area. And I think the founders of the Breeders' Cup would have to be pleased.
I think so.
That's what it was always meant
yes,
to be.
Sir.
It wasn't meant to be monopolized.
100%. And the new Belmont is going to open on September 14th. It'll be here before we know it. Have you been over there at all, Richie?
Yeah, I've actually gotten the behind-the-scenes tour.
It's
really remarkable what they've done there. And beyond the physical plant itself, the way they've refurbished the racing surfaces, the drainage system they put in, the irrigation system they put in, the retention pond so that they're using recycled water, the same water we use over and over to water the main track, the turf courses, the tunnel system to access the infield for both horses and people. It really is. We're bringing it into the modern era for sure.
Last thing, Richie, you did a live hit yesterday on Fox Sports 1, standing on the turf course there at Aqueduct. I got to tell you, it looked magnificent. And you explained how they did away with the old dirt inner, which you were on so many times over those cold, cold winters. But I got to ask you, what's going to happen with all that turf? Is there a way they can save it and take it someplace else?
Yeah, really, I don't have an answer to that. I do know that I have seen an artist rendition of what Resorts World, the casino, which we share the building with now, what they're going to do with it. And it's supposed to be a park and all green space, so I don't know if they're just going to leave the turf courses the way it is. But
probably.
I would imagine this is kind of tough for me because, like, the other day they had the last Aqueduct Special, and that was the train I would ride with my father when I was a kid.
Wow.
You know, coming out here 9, 10 years old.
And
back then they didn't have winter racing. We'd come here for the Toboggan Handicap. It was the first stake every year. And I could see myself, and I went to the train, and I actually had to kind of walk away from everybody because I got that choked up. I was ready to cry. Sitting there at 11 years old after the races, Due Diligence had won the Toboggan that day for Harbor View Farms with George Velasquez. And I told my father, I'm going to be a jockey. Not I want to be. I said, I'm going to be a jockey. And
wow.
He said, well, if you work hard enough and you dedicate yourself, you can do anything you want in life. And I said, I'm going to win the Toboggan Handicap. And every time I won it, which was 6 times more than anybody else, I got as choked up as I'm getting right now. So,
Richard Migliore, just a class act, man. We'll touch base with you when we get back to Belmont after Saratoga. As for today, I can't wait to see you, Lafitte Penkai III, and Angel Cordero on set from the Big A one last time today. Folks, 9 races from Aqueduct, and they get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Richie, thanks so much for your time. God bless you. Have a great day, my friend.
Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
Okay, all the best. We'll step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo, and then Orlando Gutierrez has noted right at the open a pick-six carryover tonight under the lights in Los Alamitos. They get underway with 10 races at 5:45. First post time for the daytime situation at 1 o'clock, but a carryover tonight, $38,393. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom. Dominant. in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California Speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Let's get down to Carlsbad and check in with John Lindo, who you can catch alongside Bob Ike every Saturday morning here on AM 830 with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to a big day and night at Los Alamitos. You know, we mentioned Bob Baffert winning his 10th consecutive Los Alamitos Derby yesterday with an 0-for-2 maiden by the name of Sabino Canyon, ridden by Ricky Gonzalez. Baffert also had a high-priced first-time starter win, Ferran, in race number 4, and that marked the first mount back by Umberto Rispoli, who got hurt on Pegasus Day in late January at Gulfstream. So good to have Umberto back, and you know he and his agent Matt Nakatani, they have all sights set now on Del Mar.
Yeah, that Ferran is a $3.4 million yearling. He's a big, long dude. And you know, he came on the track yesterday. I thought, oh, I wonder if this guy's going to sprint. And when I saw him up on the lead, I go, uh-oh. And, yeah. You know, nice to see Umberto Rispoli get back to the winner's circle. And, you know, Bob made sure he had a live mount coming off the layoff.
And speaking of jockeys, news out Friday morning, I believe, that Mike Smith had a great 24-year run, I believe, with agent Brad Pegram. He has hired Hall of Fame retired jockey Gary Stevens to relocate from Kentucky, come out to Del Mar, and represent Mike out there once that seaside stand gets going. I got on the phone yesterday with Jim Pegram, Brad's dad, who's represented Mike the past couple of summers at Del Mar, and he said, Jim said, look, I can't come this year. He's rehabbing from some health issues, But to anybody listening who knows Jim, he absolutely sounded great. He told me he was feeling much, much better, but he's just kind of he's got to stick close to home up there on the backside of Tahoe in Gardnerville. So it's going to be Mike Smith with Gary Stevens, and wish him all the best, John.
Well, absolutely. Well, what an opportunity for Mike Smith to work with his buddy and Gary Stevens. And, you know, Gary would be down for the summer. And what a job Brad Pegram did. You know, he still has the book for Flavie and Pratt. And obviously, yeah. Mike Smith does not ride as many races on a daily basis, but he was still finding live horses for Mike in big races. And they just had a great, great partnership. You don't see many agents and jockeys stick together for 24 years.
No, they had a terrific run. John, we always like to boost the Cowbreds. I got to note this. Magnitude, winner of the $2 million, Stephen Foster yesterday at Churchill, bred by Ron Stolich. And we remember him here in California. He owned Blooming Hills for a number of years. He bought it in 79. I think he sold it to Pete and Evelyn Perella in 2005, I think. But that's now Legacy Ranch. But Ron Stolich, you know, it's kind of a Shirttail California connection now, the breeder of Magnitude, and what a year he's having with Steve Asmussen.
Boy, and you know, he broke through the gate before the race yesterday.
Amazing.
I thought, well, that's that. And you know, how many of those horses do you see go on to win it?
You don't.
and he's a horse, too, that he changes leads constantly in the stretch. And you see that, and you say, well, he's going to stop, but he just keeps going. He is really something. And, you know, he just beat Forever Young in the Dubai World Cup. He comes back and beat Sheffield yesterday in the Stephen Foster. What's he done wrong this year? It's really fun to watch. And, you know, one of these days, Baez is going to break and have a clean trip, and I'd like to see how good he really is.
One of these days, but boy, it'd be tough to get involved with any big lay down there because he just doesn't break. But Magnitude, you mentioned the late lead changes. We call it crossfiring. He did it again inside the 16th pole, and Baez is coming. But I don't know if you heard me. If you watch the race again, watch him at the wire, and after he dug in again, he would not let Baez by. He is mucho horse, John.
Yeah, he's tough as nails. And when they handed him the easy lead early in that race, even though they were going fast, you know, you give a horse like that to control the race, and as good as he is right now, he's tough to pass.
John, we mentioned kind of a California connection with Ron Stolich, formerly being based out here, the breeder of Magnitude. We always encourage people, go to ctba.com. The Cowbreds are running at really good money here at this short L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos, and it's only going to get bigger and better at Del Mar, but we encourage people to go to ctba.com.
Well, and how about the Cowbred yesterday? He didn't win the Los Alamitos Derby, but, you know, Start the Ride ran super, fought every step of the way, and he gets beat by Bob Baffert winning his 10th Los Al Derby, but no, nothing to be ashamed of with the Start the Ride, the Cowbred in the Los Alamitos Derby.
The winner just kept grinding is what he did, you know. And I got Kurt Hoover on top of the hour. Kurt has said so many times over the years, Baffert trains him to the wire. He did it again yesterday, John.
Well, that's the thing. He's not going to send out a short horse.
Never.
They're not going to need one. With those team drills in the morning, they're like elimination heats.
100%. Well, hey, John, let's get to it. Where do you want to go for your best bet today?
I'll go to race number 4. You talk about Cowbreds. This is the Cowbred maiden race at Los Alamitos. In the 4th race, I thought number 7, Bo Diddley, got a little bit of a schooling session first time. You know, it was in toward the back of the pack, went down to the rail, took some dirt in his face, split horses. And then he galloped out real well. I thought they got a lot of education and seasoning out of that debut. Rider switched now to Joel Rosario and outside post. I'm looking for a little bit more serious run today. 4-1 on the program, number 7, Bo Diddley. That's a Nick Alexander named horse, race 4 at Los Al.
What an amazing contribution contributions he continues to make, Nick, the owner breeder of Bo Diddley, making his second start today. I understand Tyler Bayes is on vacation with his family. That's what his agent, Tony Matos, told me Friday out at Santa Anita. He's going to be back full force for Del Mar today. Joel Rosario takes over. As you noted, 4 on the line. Bo Diddley, number 7 in race 4, set to go at 2:35 Pacific. And, John, I heard from Steve Johnson up at the South Point. Folks, I encourage you, this is a great time of the year to get up there. That toll-free number, 866-780-7222. 1-800-223-2223. And, John, you're there a lot, and the Lindo Report is there every race day.
Yeah, we did full cars today at Churchill Downs and Los Alamitos. We'll cover a closing weekend, obviously, at Los Alamitos next week. We'll also do that opening weekend at Saratoga. They've already entered Friday's races, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, both tracks. And one other thing real quick, Mike, Juan Hernandez back from his win at Royal Ascot. He returns today. Bob Baffert's got him on March of Time in the fifth race today at Los Alamitos.
Yes, he does indeed. And I think Saratoga this week, they open on Thursday, correct?
No, Friday is opening day.
Friday is opening day. Okay, I had that wrong. All right, hey, John, thanks so much. Look forward to catching you and Bob next Saturday, 9 to 10.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
All right, let's get down. Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, heads up the publicity efforts day, night, year-round, you name it. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great.
Hey, first things first, no night racing last night, so you carry from a week ago at night a nice $2 pick six carryover coming into that 10-race card, which gets underway at 545, $38,393. And you're expecting that total pool to approach 175,000?
Yeah, that should be a pretty good conservative number. I mentioned numbers on this show before, and usually they get I'm way short. So the players join in and have fun, and we get some big, big payouts at times, but the pool is always tremendous. So I'll go conservatively $175,000 in a total pool. And we have a really good card tonight, lots of tremendous quarter horse races, a tremendous grade one final to close out the card in race number 10. The pick six sequence gets underway in the fifth race at 7:23 p.m. about a couple of hours after our last race during the daytime. So lots of fun, lots of time to get studying, get ready for the pick six.
And the 10th and final goes tonight, 9:25 Pacific. That is the $142,900 Vessels Maturity at 400 yards. What are you looking for in the maturity tonight?
Well, we got three big names, a really good field of nine. But the way on the outside, Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3, a Millionaire Champion. He's won grade one races here before. Exits, the last time that we saw him here at Los Alamitos, he got beat by a nose by favorite Joe Hawkins, the Brad McKenzie. Then traveled to Remington Park, where he had a mixed bag there, ran a really good second in the Grade 1 event, then finished way behind in the Debbie Shaw Championship to the tremendous impressum. But here at Los Alamitos, he's just terrific. Drops the outside post. He tends to break out a little bit, so that's one little question mark for him. The number 8 horse, Scoops Dynasty, he's a multiple Grade 1 winner here as well, and he always seems to show up on these big Grade One races at Los Alamitos, but the one that I can't wait to see perform because he's been doing it for so long is the number 4 horse, Cattail Cove. This will be his 60th race here at Los Alamitos. Wow. Just a tremendous local favorite, and if he does get this victory, Mike, it'll be the biggest one of his career. 9 years old, Cattail Cove still going strong.
4-1 on Ed Burgart's morning line. 59 lifetime starts at Los Al. 14 wins, 13 times second, 10 third-place finishes. What an amazing horse. And how about a best bet somewhere on the card? And then we want to talk about the television situation with FanDuel TV pretty much going away. So a lot to discuss there. But first of all, a best bet tonight somewhere on the 10-race card.
I'll go to race number 9. It's a nice allowance race. And I'll go with the 8, Crypto Favorite. For E.G. High Desert Farms and Jesus Nunez. He's 4-1 on the morning line. This horse always shows talent. He's got a lot of quickness here, but he's been facing, if you see him, he's only won once, but he's been facing some really, really good runners, horses like Beautiful, High Octane. They are top-level performers. Last out, he finished a nice third, solid performance there. He gets the outside post, which I like, with the connections that do well from this kind of position on the track. I'll go with the 8, Crypto Favorite at 4-1. It's a really nice allowance field. I'll give him a shot here in race 9, though.
Ninth of a total of 10, and the ninth tonight at Los Al goes 9:01 Pacific. Now, really a shame. I'm going to miss the two guys that you've had center stage pretty much at night, Ulysses Gomez and Jose Contreras, and, of course, Nick Hines, the Sarge, also been a big part of the picture down there for a long time at night. but everything's changing, and we're hearing the people on FanDuel say their goodbyes. Some really, really talented people that have made great contributions, but big changes in the air. What's going on closing weekend?
Well, on closing weekend here, during the daytime meet, we will have on the set Kurt Hoover in on the same set that we've used for many, many years, decades, in fact, on FanDuel. We'll have Kurt Hoover and Ice Cold exact Mr. Dave Weaver will be joining him as well. So trying to bring a little bit of familiarity to the viewers. Of course, you can watch that on hopefully FanDuel, maybe FanDuel as well, maybe picking up some of that coverage. That's what we're hoping for. And, of course, on CalRacing.com. And we'll also have a very special reporter, Mike. You will be joining as well for doing some coverage there at Los Alamitos during the daytime of the closing week of this thoroughbred meet. And at night, when we come back July the 5th, we're not racing on the 4th. Ice Cold Exacta Day Weaver is going to stick around and help us cover the Governor's Cup Futurity and Derby, along with Ulises Gomez. They will also be on the set there, and all that coverage will be available on losalamitos.com. You can stream all that coverage for free. We've added several new cameras. Our television department working overtime around the clock just to get everything rolling so we can have the best coverage available of our nighttime action year-round now. And again, that will be free, streaming for free at losalamitos.com. But, of course, we're always going to be on FanDuel Racing, showing our races there. So looking forward to that. And one very special thing about our daytime, if I go back to the daytime, on July the 4th, we'll have very special opportunity for us. We're going to be part of America's Day at the Races on FS1, showing the outstanding running of the $200,000 Great Lady Anne Stakes.
That's big. So, that is really good. Now, you mentioned FanDuel. Are your nighttime races, are they going to stay on FanDuel?
Yeah, we're still going to be part of FanDuel. We've had some conversations with them trying to
that's huge.
See if we can, whatever we are offering on our broadcast, is hopefully that continues to be aired on FanDuel. But again, everything is brand new, so we're preparing for everything, and we're preparing to expand our shows that we put out to all to simulcast land and all the simulcast tracks. And like I mentioned, watch us on losalamitos.com, and you can see all that added coverage. But again, we're looking forward to continuing to be part of FanDuel TV, which has been a tremendous partner for a long, long time. So, we're working very hard to continue to provide, the best of racing at Los Alamitos.
Hey, Orlando, I sure hope you can get that done. That is a tremendous window. If you can keep that open, that would really, really be something. Let everybody know again, the Grade 2, $200,000 Great Lady M next Saturday, and that'll be part of the NYRA coverage on July 4th. So that's very, very noteworthy. Orlando, looking forward to the day and night situation over at Los Alamitos. Certainly this penultimate Sunday of the L.A. County Fair Meet, and then you'll wrap up the daytime situation next weekend. I'm sorry, we didn't catch that, Orlando.
No, yeah, thank you so much for the coverage as well. Very big opportunity for us on FS1 to showcase Los Alamitos.
Okay, get some rest. You're going to need it. We'll see you over there, Orlando.
See you, Mike.
Appreciate it. We're going to take our final time out this hour, and we're coming back strong. We're heading to the Big A Aqueduct on Long Island and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NYRA Bets. FanDuel's Kurt Hoover joins us top of the next hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. No nighttime racing this Saturday evening, but we come back strong on Sunday night with a big pick six carryover of over $38,000 and with the new money expected to be wagered. The total pool on Sunday should be around $175,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $170,000. And coming up on Sunday is also the final of the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, with a field led by champion Lethal Cowboy 123 and stakes winners defending champ Show and Tell Cartel and newcomer Stetson. And racing fans, we're hosting the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit with a 1 p.m. first post. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Sunday night. The Los Alamitos Pick 6 carryover is over $38,000.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Let's go indeed. Hey fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. DDL race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work, handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. DDL is horse racing simplified. And check out DDL's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of DDL race cards. Go to DDL.com, that's DATAELL.com, or visit HorseRacingSimple.com. A guy who always keeps it simple joins us right now on behalf of Naira Betts, Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here at the Big A on closing day. It's an emotional day here in New York, but a really beautiful one, and we're fast and firm, which is a great way to send off the old girl.
Well, let's be honest. You don't give a damn about the Big A. You're one of these young pups. You can't wait to get over to the new Belmont. But we are going to try and make some money today. You probably didn't hear Richie Migliore a few minutes ago. But, boy, so many great memories, all kidding aside. An iconic fixture on the American racing landscape. We're losing the Big A, but, boy, we can't say too often. We're gaining a brand-new facility, which is what the new Belmont's going to be starting September 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be incredible in the new facility. But it is still sad to see the Big A go. It really is. I have so many fond memories here growing up, watching races, the whole nine yards, being here, working here the last 3 years. So it's been amazing. But, yeah, we're going to kick off the new Belmont Park with maybe the best horse in the world, Forever Young, coming over from Japan. So that's a pretty good way to start things off.
Yes, indeed it is. And then it'll be from there to the Breeders' Cup Classic at Keeneland. Listen, a good friend of mine, I hate to put too much pressure on you, but retired jockey, a member of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Ray Sabil, along with his wife, Dot, they're driving very safely from New Orleans back up to Sunset right now. They had a big Louisiana Hall of Fame function last night. He's short on money for gas. Can you help Ray out?
I'm going to try to help him out a little bit here. Absolutely. Let's go to race number 5 today at Aqueduct, 3:27 p.m. Eastern, 12:27 p.m. Pacific. It's a 6-furlong sprint for New York bred 3-year-old nut fillies and mares. And I'm a big fan of the number 2, Charlotte's Universe, at 10-1. That's going to fill up the gas tank, I think. And listen, this is a horse for Mark Cassie, Jose Lezcano on the mount, second back from a long layoff. Cassie's barn has been firing, whether it is here, whether it is in Kentucky. His horses have been running out of their minds on the turf. So give me Mark Cassie, Jose Lezcano, and Charlotte's Universe, 10-1, second back from the layoff, just broke the maiden last time out, moving up the conditions. I think he's going to be able to do it in a big effort in race 5 today at 10-1.
How about one time on closing day at the Big A? It's number 2, Charlotte's Universe, in race 5. How do we get signed up for Naira Betts?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com, download the Naira Betts app, use the promo code MATCH200 for a $200 deposit match bonus. And get this, we have $25,000 worth of promotions today for playing the Big A. We have a $5,000 hit and split for the early pick 5, the early pick 4, the grand slam, the late pick 5, and the late pick 4. So if you're playing Aqueduct, play it on Naira Betts.
I'm in. We'll talk to you from Saratoga next Sunday. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, it's beyond the top of the hour. You're listening to AM 830, the voice of Angels Baseball. And we'll be right back with hour two. And again, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel going to lead things off. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County with the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race including Thoroughbred L.A.'s Cal Bred Horse of the Week, Shea Brennan, taking last week's Petrondo. Now, get ready for an exciting Sunday program today and make plans to join us for a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with nighttime racing. Tonight, catch the Grade 1 Vessel's Maturity with the champion Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 among the possible starters. The field could also feature stakes winner defending champ Show and Tell Cartel and others. Top older horses face off in the Grade 1 Vessel's Maturity. Make your plans today for a Sunday fun day, day and night at Los Alamitos. Call Ruben Arcia for Vessels Club reservations at 714-820-2681. Join us for the daytime action on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mare's Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us, and I want to acknowledge a couple of guys inside here making things happen. Chris Monreal and Elliot Cams. Guys, thanks so much for the great job. Angels A's a little bit early today here at the Big A at 12:15. And as advertised now, we go to the phones and say hello to Kurt Hoover on behalf of FanDuel TV, Los Alamitos, and so much more. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good to be on with you, and looking forward to a nice day of racing out of Los Alamitos this afternoon.
You know, Kurt, as we're talking, I forgot to ask Orlando Gutierrez about the on-track handicapping contest yesterday. That's always such a great thing for on-track handle because you got to be on track to play. They had 97 players, and Kurt, you're a player as well, and the TV situation is going to be changing. FanDuel nationwide, this is a big, big day because so many people, this looks like it's going to be it, Kurt.
Yeah, Mike, it to me, it's kind of a sad day. There's a couple of guys that you know very well that I've worked with for 20, 25 years, be their last day on the set this afternoon at Los Alamitos. It's changed dramatically, Mike. And, you know, the quarters, you know, that's been a fixture for many, many years. I've worked on that show many times. Jose and Ulysses will be doing the last quarters tonight. I mean, like Orlando said, I was just, you know, there's still going to be coverage and so forth and so on. But it is the end of things, Mike, as far as that goes. So, you know, things change. You know, I enjoyed listening to you talking to Richard Migliore. I think it's, you know, reminiscing looking back, you know, Mike, and talking about Aqueduct. Reminds me of Hollywood Park. It kind of reminds you of this situation now.
Yeah.
It's all different, but it just goes on. Excuse me. And that was just one quick thing, Mike, that 85 Breeders' Cup, God, I got crystal clear memories of that. Me and my best friend, Chris, we're in college. We got up early. We got to San Diego, Mike. I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a Breeders' Cup more than that day, Mike.
It was awesome.
We love Proud Truth because he liked the off-track precisionist. I mean, seriously, Mike, I thought that was one of the best Breeders' Cups. I just have crystal clear memories of that day. And how many years ago was that now? Almost 40 years ago, right? It's just crystal clear memories.
Hey, Kurt, 41.
41, right, Mike? I was trying to do the math in my head, but you know, that's what makes the game, Mike, the memories like that.
Kurt, Proud Truth, that was John Veitch, right?
Oh, boy. I know it's Georgie Velasquez, Mike, but I think it was. I think you're right.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And
great memories.
The win by precisionist in the sprint. And, Kurt, that was one blustery afternoon. And, you know, they quite often have that win coming in there at Aqueduct. And they had a really strong headwind as everybody headed up the backside. And precisionist, he was just absolutely majestic. One thing that Richie said among many that I really, really agree with, the founders of the Breeders' Cup would be very, very happy to see it coming back to New York next year. It's going to the new Belmont. The way they envisioned it, this thing was supposed to move around like a Super Bowl, not just be in one place or maybe two places. So I think it's good for racing. It's great for racing to have it back in New York.
Could not agree more, Mike. I like you, unfortunately, never got to go to Aqueduct. I went to Belmont, covered the races there many, many times. I've been to Saratoga many times. Mike, I put Belmont as one of my favorite racetracks. I could have enjoyed it more being back there. Now, I'm sad I didn't get to Aqueduct, Mike. I listened to Richie tell those stories. I got to work with Richie one time. We covered the Louisiana Derby back in 2012 when there was a $300 winner of that race. But anyway, Richie and I covered that race together, went out afterwards for dinner and drinks, Mike. We couldn't have had a better time. The only time we really got to cover a major race together. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Just a first-class guy and a great guy to work with, Mike.
Kurt, I'm looking forward. You probably won't be able to catch it because you're working. I'm not. seeing Angel Cordero reunited there with Richie and then Little Lafitte. Hopefully Lafitte's going to pass along some of his dad's experiences, not all of them good, with Angel on the racetrack. That should be some good TV.
Yeah, that should be great, Mike. You know, I had got to know Lafitte. I know Lafitte the third very well. We worked together forever. But Lafitte, the rider, I've got to know pretty well in the last couple of years. And we ran to each other one time in Matt Denny's in Arcadia. We were both by ourselves. We just happened to sit at the bar. It was a game on English baseball because Lafitte, as you and I are, is a giant baseball fan.
Yeah.
And we got to talking and very similar stories that you were talking about, Cordero. Lafitte would say, I wanted to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
We got back to the room. And then, hey, Lafitte, let's go out to dinner. Let's have a glass of wine, you know, and we start laughing.
Come on, Papa.
Right. All that nonsense. But just great hearing that, Mike. I really enjoyed that. And one other thing I had to touch on, Mike, I love the starter at Churchill with a straight face saying that the festival has broken through the gate. I mean, give me a break.
What did he say, Kurt? I'm sorry. What did he say?
I just the story, Mike, of the starter at Churchill with a straight face saying that's the first time he'd had a horse break through the gate. I mean, I didn't have to look anything up.
Wait a minute.
No starter in the world could say that, Mike.
Well, maybe this is his first week on the job, Kurt.
Maybe it's his first meet, Mike. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. Well, apparently Steve Asmussen said he'd never had a horse break through and then come back and win. We know very few of them do. By the way, I'd be interested to know. I guarantee you quite a bit of money came off of that horse yesterday before they got him back in. But John Hardoon pointed out somebody on X, there's fact checkers out there galore, put up a chart of a race with an Asmussen horse in a minor stake, I think, that had done just that a few years back. But I believe Steve probably forgot about it. He may not even have been there for that one, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. Where he runs horses everywhere, Mike. That's another good point. But I enjoyed that race yesterday, Mike, and all the things you guys were saying about Magnitude of Truant. I had said earlier in the week we were promoting the race on our network, and I said, boy, if Faiza ever puts things together, I keep waiting for him to put things together. But, Mike, maybe he never will. I just get the thing. He's one of those horses that mentally he's got his issues. He doesn't come out of the gate. He just does stupid things sometimes, but you can see the talent there, right, Mike? And when I saw the horse up close, I think it was the Sandy Derby. I can't remember what race it was. I was in the paddock. What a gorgeous horse. I mean, that is a beautiful horse, but I don't know if we'll ever put it together, right? And you can't make those mistakes against Magnitude and Forever Young and those kind of horses. You just can't do it. So
Baeza, you know, Kurt, he's by a Los Alamitos Futurity winner, McKenzie, and I don't know. How much money do you really want to invest to try and be right that one time when he does break with the field?
Right.
Maybe he even breaks one length behind. We'd settle for that. But I watched the start over and over again this morning, and he's not acting up or anything. I mean, he's there.
No.
He's standing like you want a horse to do. And then, he just stands there. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. Earlier this week, I did my last studio shift. Mike Joyce had a studio shift on Thursday. It was the last one we'll be doing in the studio. And we were previewing the Stephen Foster. And we both said the same thing. And to your point, one of these days, he's going to put it together and pay $21.60 or $18.80. You know what I mean?
And it could be in the Breeders' Cup Classic, Kurt.
Exactly right, Mike.
Yeah.
And one of these days, that's going to happen. We're all going to say, I knew it was going to happen. He's going to pay $24.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a really good race, Mike. I enjoyed our race at Los Al. I thought, you know, look, let's face it, it wasn't the strongest field ever. Anybody who can read a racing form knows that. But it turned into a good horse race. Those two horses both laid it down, start the ride in Sabino Canyon. They both ran well. Sabino Canyon just a little bit better. Just enjoyed that race, Mike. It was a really, really good day racing yesterday at Los Al.
Sabino Canyon just kept battling, after start the ride, and he finally got his measure. How about this, Kurt? A five-horse field, no show wagering. I mentioned this once earlier. A $5.60 win mutual, trained by a member of the Orange County Sports Hall of Fame, Bob Baffert. His 10th straight Los Al Derby win, 16th overall, and you get that kind of a prize.
Yeah, and Mike, that kind of got overlooked with all the things going on yesterday. Look, I know it wasn't the strongest field, but it still was a Los Al Derby. To win any stake, Mike, 10 years in a row?
No.
Are you kidding?
Give me a break.
Del Mar or Saratoga or the Tillamook County Fair up in Oregon, you win the same state 10 straight years. I mean, that's off the charts, Mike. It really, truly is an unbelievable accomplishment. No, it will never happen again, Mike.
No.
It's impossible in this day and age for that to happen.
Yeah. And you know, Kurt, Bob, he blew by Charlie Whittingham, all-time stakes wins and so on.
Up here again. That's it. And when you factor in the Hollywood Park years, Mike, that's 35 years of making that drive up the 405.
I know.
Either Hollywood Park or the studio. Because the studio is just a couple miles north of the old Hollywood Park. And forget me, Mike. It's just seeing all the people and just it's been kind of a, I don't know how to describe it, Mike. Very, very odd, strange kind of week.
I know.
This is kind of it. And I don't mean to, you know, we're still covering Del Mar. I get all that. And, you know, the Breeders' Cup and like all the rah-rah. I get all that, okay? But the people who are losing their jobs, it's a little tough to take, Mike.
It sure is. And, you know, Kurt, the good news, Orlando Gutierrez said that it looks like the nighttime situation at Los Alamitos, those races will remain on FanDuel.
Good news.
Hopefully they're going to be able to use your contributions whatever they may be and so on. I don't know if you're going to be involved with the night signal, but they're going to be able to take the races, but we won't have the same production quality and so on, and guys like Ulysses and Jose. Yeah. It's just really a shame, but at least there's still a window there at night, which is so important,
you know,
Kurt.
People keep asking, Mike, and they probably think I'm not telling the truth or I'm dancing on the subject. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a very gray, fluid area with NYRA and Fox and television and our network getting towards the end. I don't know, Mike. I hope for the best. You know, it's definitely changing massively.
Along those
that.
Lines, Kurt, NYRA, they are going to include the Great Lady M this coming next Saturday as part of their big July 4th presentation. That's huge, and we've got a guy like Tony Alivato who calls the shots, mm-hmm. Kurt, as you know Tony well, with NYRA, and you know he's going to do whatever he can, whatever that may be, to try and include Los Alamitos when he can. So that's one small sliver.
Yeah.
Another thing, Kurt, I'm just hoping that maybe somebody can do some serious journalism and drill down on this FanDuel situation and find out what really has happened to put FanDuel in a position to make, let's face it, Kurt, this was an abrupt change. Nobody could have anticipated this coming down this quickly, but apparently there are some reasons for it, and it might have to do with a little bit of mismanagement on the big business end, Kurt.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I can't go too far. There are some things I know from being there and so forth.
Yes,
so on,
indeed.
I'd like to keep working to keep getting the paycheck and all of that. So, you know, Mike, I think Richie McGlory said he was talking about Aqueduct. You know, he's sad to see that go. You and I were sad to see Hollywood Park go. Things change. That's it. You can reminisce and be down about it, but you move on. And I'm already thinking about Del Mar, Mike. I'll be doing the Paddock show down there, the Simulcast show. I'll be back at Los Al in the fall and the winter doing their Paddock show in whatever way, shape, or form that is. You know, that's another, it's just changing. It's just, you know, we really don't know how it's going to be. But
Kurt, to be clear, the Paddock show for the night or the daytime at Los Al in the winter?
Daytime, Mike.
Daytime. Short meets. Yeah.
However that's going to be, whatever that morphs into. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. But again, Mike, not to harp on it because everyone has, you know, things at work and things they go through. But when you see the human cost up close, Mike, it really hits you. There were people the other day, Mike, I will never see again, let's face it. I'm not going to go out with them. I'm not going to go to a ball game. They're not people I see socially, but they're people I work with who've dedicated their lives, Mike. So, and care. That's the thing. Like I said to so many people, Mets, all these people care. You know, they want to be there. They love the game.
And it's been a great product with people that care and are knowledgeable. Hey, Kurt, I want to encourage people, I meant to mention this with Orlando, to get out to Los Alamitos today and next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As you know, Kurt, I had my team out there last Sunday, Father's Day, and went to the Vessels Club. I just can't say enough. We had a table outside. It was tremendous. A beautiful day. Ruben, the Mater D, I'd encourage people, give Ruben a call, 714-820-2681. Get you a table there in the Vessels Club. You will not regret it. Kurt, I'll just say, my oldest son Jason and I, we each had grilled salmon. We agreed best we'd ever had. And I mean that. That's how good it was. It was tremendous.
It's such a great place, Mike. To me, it's one of the best racetrack restaurants.
Absolutely.
Bars, you want to call it, right? The service, the food, the atmosphere. I walked through several times yesterday, Mike, because I was going back and forth doing some stuff, and ball games are on. Every racetrack is on. Somebody had a remote, unlike some tracks where you couldn't find a remote or find a person who knows how to change a TV. I saw somebody ask for a game, boom, Red Sox, Yankees was on. The bar was full. I stopped by and talked to Hector Palmer. He's got kind of his own table where he always sits. He just had his food delivered, Mike. I looked down going, oh, man, it was a steak, potatoes, vegetables.
And he had a short price maiden claiming winner, Kurt.
Yeah, yes, he did. And he also had a black sweater on, Mike, for about the millionth consecutive
with a pair
day,
of Sansa belts. Some things never change.
Absolutely right, Mike. I enjoyed it very much. But you're right. It's a great place to be. And you can get out there and enjoy some time at Los Alamitos. Because the other thing, Mike, this meet, weather's been unbelievable. I mean, sometimes at the summer meet, it gets kind of hot and kind of stale. It's been absolutely picture perfect. And I think it looks kind of the same today, Mike.
And, Kurt, speaking of farewells, I got a text from Ray Sabil here while we're doing the show. Today's closing day at Churchill. They're going to be going over to Ellis Park, so mandatory payouts. And Ray said, hey, I want to be sure you know, Today's the last day for a good friend, Corey Lannery. He's going to hang up his tack. A class act, past winner of the George Wolfe Award at Santa Anita. I think he's Churchill's all-time leader, but today is it for Corey Lannery, and sad to see him go, but I'm sure he's gonna have a great retirement.
Yeah, quite a career, Mike. A lot of wins, a lot of big horses, and, just another top-class rider over the years.
All right, Kurt, let's make some money. Where do you want to go here at Los Alamitos?
Let's go early on, Mike, and since it's an 8-race card, the third race does kick off at pick 6 this afternoon. I like a horse in here. Number 2, Buds and Suds for Steve Knapp and Armando Ayuso. I think this horse is kind of racing herself into shape. She took about a 2-month break at the Santa Anita meet because she had run some really bad races. But she's got ability, and she can finish, and I think this is where she fits at this stage in her career, 62.5 at Los Al. If you watch her last race, didn't have a tough trip, but she was down inside. She kind of got bogged down a little bit, and then once she got clear past the wire, she galloped out in front. I love the fact that Ayuso rides her back. I think there's enough pace for her to run at, and I hope she comes running late because she's a fair price. She's 4-1 in the morning line, so Buds and Suds in the third race. Hopefully gets the money for the pick 6. And, Mike, with that name in mind, I am doing this on the way to the track. I'm going to stop, get coffee and gas, but I'm picking up a 6-pack of Coors Banquet beer. And myself and Joe Chile, who you know very well, yeah. and Connor, our cameraman, and whoever else on the set, we're going to enjoy a nice cold beverage to wrap things up today at Los Alamitos because I won't work much with those guys again, Mike, and it's been a pleasure working with them.
Now that you had to blabber about it, track security will be meeting you when you drive in. Are those the banquets that look like the old mug root beer bottle?
Well, I'm going to go for cans, Mike.
Oh,
a
little
easier to take in.
Safety first, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
A buddy of mine calls the bottles Yellow Bellies. They're the short, stubby ones. That would have been a great marketing move. So we'll just close things out, Mike. But, you know, in all seriousness, it's going to be just talk to some of the guys, enjoy a day at the races because as you know, Mike, when you work in television, the racetrack, and you did it for so many years, you and I did together, you really grow bonds and friendships with people because you're all in it together, you know, Mike, and you're there every single day. As you know, there's some long days or some, you know, it's just part of the business. And to me, not being doing it again like having, it's going to be very odd adjusting to that because it's been such a great ride and so much fun doing it, Mike. Again, I'll be covering Del Mar and things go on, but look, it's changing dramatically after this weekend.
Kurt, very last thing. I got to go to Andy Harrington. You had a great guest on for your seminar yesterday before the races. A guy who had owned horses with his dad, Jack Carava, trained for him. Now Jack's agent for Tiago Pereira and Kyle Friendly. Tiago had a double yesterday. I'm getting all the plugs in, Kurt. But anyway, I really enjoyed what he had to say. Who do you have today before the races at 12 noon Pacific? That's on the Simulcast Network.
I'm not sure, Mike. There's been a couple guys who were on.
Good enough.
So at least I'll be there. But the guy yesterday, Stephen Gravina, was good, Mike. I never bet him before. I really enjoyed that. You could tell really invested in the game, too. So we'll have somebody today.
How about this? Why don't you have Adolph on?
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, whoever the guest is, if you want a can of beer, come on, because we'll have one or two extras this afternoon.
Adolph Coors. Thanks so much, Kurt. Always a lot of fun. We'll see you over there.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoyed looking forward to the racing at Los Al today.
All right, over and out. Now we get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you? I'm sorry I'm so late going to you.
No worries. It's always a pleasure to listen to Kurt. I always learn something.
It is indeed. The fifth race today. Bob Baffert's got a comebacker. A horse has been away a long time. March of Time. Juan Hernandez, fresh in from Royal Ascot. 8-5 favorite on the morning line. What do you make of this comebacker?
Yeah, he's going to be kind of tough to beat. He's had a long series. I think he's well past fit. I think they're trying to find a relatively easy spot for him, which this, I think, fits the bill. So he's destined to be a sprinter, and he's lightly raced because he's 5 years old. But I think he should be able to handle that group today, at least from workout quality-wise and fitness-wise. So I think we're going to be – I think he'll be – you know, he'll be under his morning line price, I suspect, but he'll be tough to beat.
And what about a best bet for radio today, Andy?
Let's go to the next race, the sixth race on the card. And there is the outside horse in there, Photogenic, in its maiden claiming $20,000 field. Was eased last time, but I'm going to throw that race out. All of her races before that, I think, would humble this field. Joel Rosario, who was on the horse in her last start, takes them out back. Which I find very encouraging, and the drop down to 20 should do the trick. And I found over the years that the horses who run on the grass at Santa Anita, they do awfully well at on the Los Alamitos surface.
Yeah.
I think it's the surface. I think it's a little tighter. It's not as deep as the Santa Anita dirt. So the fact this horse has never been on the dirt in the afternoon doesn't bother me much. So at 7-2 in a six-horse field on the morning line. So we're going to go to Photogenic in the sixth race with a Leonard Powell barn for the my best bet for today.
Okay, post time for that, 6:38 Pacific. And what's up at nationalturf.com?
Sure, just go over there. We have a report for Los Alamitos if you wish to go there. Just a scattering report on all the horses, good, bad, and kind of in between. So it'll give you grades. It'll give you a little more guidance than maybe you can find in the pages of the race.
Andy, thanks.
NationalTurf.com. Thank you.
Have a great day, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Listen, before we break, fans, I want you to check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying the day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Elliot, we're going to step aside, coming back strong right out of the break with Bruce Finkelstein up in Las Vegas. On behalf of betonbruce.com, this is Thoroughbred LA.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thurbit Los Angeles. Hey folks, if you can't make it out to live racing at Los Alamitos, really encourage you to get over to the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Tremendous customer service, a great food and beverage presentation along with audio visual. They put enough live tellers on. They've got a ton of self-service machines. The pricing is very, very reasonable out there at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Free parking, free admission every race day at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And if you're a little bit hungry heading out of there, well, just head up white, go to Foothill, and you can check into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're at the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. I was over there on Friday. Daniel told me the World Cup soccer has been the absolute greatest thing that they've ever had during their ownership period there at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. What a tremendous success nationwide. And, of course, Doug and Daniel's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne been a big part of that, or certainly a small part. We'll have to get that in there. But get by there and tell them you heard about it here on the radio, Thoroughbred LA. And as Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Right now we get up to Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, we haven't talked much about Churchill Downs, a lot of attention focused on Aqueduct, their last day ever and so on. I know you like to go out of town for your first selection. What are your thoughts on the overall betting menu today?
Yeah, let's take a look at Churchill Downs, another outstanding card today, and I think we'll get a little better conditions today. I think the weather has cleared up over there. There's a couple of two-year-old stakes races, Mike. I'm going to take a look at the debutante, race 7, for fillies at 6 furlongs. It's a field of 9. Here's what's kind of interesting. All these horses are stretching out to 6 furlongs. 6 of these runners come off a 4.5 furlong win. The other two come off, 2 others come off a 5 furlong win. And the horse that won at 5.5 furlongs is the one I landed on, number 3, Epic Rain, with a guy by the name of Steve Asmus. And it's been a little warm lately, I would say, with that win yesterday with Magnify. From a visual standpoint, I thought this was the most impressive horse in this race. She kind of broke a little bit sideways at the break, kind of got clipped, maybe bumped slightly. The leader kind of had everything its own way. She was dead last down the backstretch, made a move, got caught very wide on the end of the turn. When you know make those kind of mistakes, you know, with the bad break and the wide trip, you're not supposed to win. Not only did she win, Mike, she won with something left. She won by 4.5. She wanted more distance. She only has to go another 0.5 furlong today. There'll be plenty of pace up front in this one to set it up for her late closing style. She's the third choice on the program. I love the visual on her. Race 7, the 3, Epic Rain at 4-1 on the morning line.
And Steve Asmussen trains. His son Keith rides. And post time for race 7 at Churchill, 3:53 Eastern. And I mentioned Corey Lanny earlier. He's riding, a number of races today. One of the horses he's going to be riding is Cole Battle, who was kind of a feel-good story in last year's Kentucky Derby. Hasn't won in a long time, but he's 15-1 on the morning line in the 10th race back there. That's the Hanshin at a one-turn mile. So it'll be interesting to see how that all goes down. Hopefully, as you said, the conditions are going to be better today.
Yeah, and that Cole Battle's kind of interesting because he was on the grass last time out, and he's just not a grass horse at all.
Yeah.
His comeback race at Oaklawn wasn't terrible, Mike, if you take a look at it back in early May.
I saw it.
Really, I think he's won both of his one-turn races. Would not shock me. This horse could be a major factor at the one-turn mile today. I wouldn't look past him at that price.
Bred in part by Jay Adcock, son of legendary Major League slugger Joe Adcock. Let's come on out here to Los Alamitos. We got a 10-race card. Make it an 8-race card today. We get underway at 1 o'clock, Bruce.
I'm going to look at the opener. This is kind of an interesting race. Horses coming from all different sources here. The horse that really intrigues me, Mike, is the 2 Little Hidden Port, Veronis Racing and John Sadler. They imported this horse or bought this horse privately from Argentina. She had won 2 mile-and-a-quarter graded stakes races. Yes, I watched them both. And I'll tell you what, she could not have looked better. She was up close. She wasn't up front in those races. She laid 2nd in both races. And what was the most impressive part of her run was in the stretch. She ran away and hid in a couple of very impressive-looking races. She came to the U.S. Mike, where did they run her? She was actually, because of the purses are so low there, she was eligible for the first allowance condition off the 7.5-month break. They ran her in the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch, and that was just too tough for her. She was basically eased. In her next 3 starts, she's been on the grass. She had never even run on the grass in Argentina. Showed a little bit of run in her last 2 starts. She's back on dirt today in and against the non-winner's allowance field. The works have been okay. I got to think she could be dangerous here. And off her Argentinian form, maybe she fits with these allowance types. So race 1, I'm going to go with the 2 horse, Little Hidden Port, at 8-1 on the morning line.
And she's in for an optional tag of $40,000. Tell us what's up at betonbruce.com, Bruce.
Full card analysis at Los Alamitos. We have a late pick 5 also at Aqueduct today. Good late sequence there, so that's the combo platter. We also have the best bets at Los Alamitos and closing day at Churchill Downs. We have the pick 6, the last 6 races of the day, as also another menu item, all at Bet on Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, last thing. I'm not into soccer. I don't know if you are or not.
No.
I mentioned the World Cup. It's just been a huge thing. What about in Las Vegas? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, you see a decent amount of people, when the games are going. It's, put it this way, it's not like an NFL Sunday, but it's probably about second choice to an NFL Sunday when there's matches, big matches going. Pretty busy, and they take it seriously. I guess there's a lot of money going through the windows also.
Right.
It's popular. I don't quite get it, but you know what? I'm an old fart, so what can you say? Mike, I don't know, did you hear that it actually now in the U.S. is considered the number 3 sport, most from a popularity standpoint?
Yeah.
It actually has overtaken MLB. What do you think about that?
I had actually heard that, and, MLB, they made a great decision with the pitch clock. There are a few other things they need to do, like staying the hell out of politics. That wouldn't hurt them. But I think, they need to get their standing back. But as far as soccer goes, I've gained a great deal of respect for these guys as athletes. To watch it, it's just not my thing, but I respect the athletes.
They're great athletes except for one thing. They're floppers. They're
enough of that.
They're actors.
Yeah,
right. You see it all the time. It looks like that they've been shot in the heart when they go down half the time. And then they get up and resume play. So I guess, it happens in the NBA, but I think it's even worse.
They got a little bit of LeBron in them. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Yeah.
All the best. Good luck today.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bob Mazursky back with us. Hey, Bob, good morning. I'm good. Enjoyed your night lead yesterday. On that Los Alamitos Derby, we can all readily agree that it's not the race it was. It's not graded anymore. But to see what Baffert continues to do, it is truly amazing, Bob.
No, as Kurt said earlier on the show, and you agreed with him, to win any stakes race 10 years in a row is amazing, no matter where it happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got it done yesterday. It was kind of a horse that they just decided to put in there because they knew the race was going to come up with a small field. And the horse is improving, I'll give him that. You know, he didn't run at all in his debut on the grass, and then he improved a bit on the dirt. And then yesterday he was able to run down, start rides a decent calibred. But I think he's also a horse that might be better when he has more of a target to run at. He was kind of forced into the lead maybe earlier than they wanted to put him there. So I think he's best when he won the Cal Cup Derby coming from off the pace.
Hey, Bob, your marquee event of this L.A. County Fair meet is this coming Saturday, the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M. Is Sweet Azteca going to be back to defend her title for Richie Baltus?
Well, supposedly she was going to work this weekend and then a decision will be made. I would be shocked if they didn't run. I mean, she loves this track, obviously. She set a track record 2 years ago and then bettered it last year. So she's 2-for-2 here. She's 7-for-9 last time. And if she runs, she'll be very, very tough to beat. So I would be surprised if she didn't run because there's really not anything else for her until the Rancho Bernardo at Del Mar. So hopefully we'll see her next Saturday.
I mean, knock wood, everything looks right for her to go ahead and run. Hey, Bob, 8 of them today. Who do you like for radio?
I'm going to go to the 7th race. I like number 5, Mother's Prayer. I realize he hasn't won in a long time, but I think this is a softer spot than he's been in for a while. If he runs back to his race against Leia's Candy 2 starts back, I think he'll get the job done. Tiago Pereira, who had a winner yesterday and was DQ'd out of another. He rides his track as well as anyone, and, you know, he's number 2 all-time here in daytime thoroughbred wins. So I'm going to go to number 5, Mother's Prayer, in the 7th race.
And your stuff also appears at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob's graded handicap, available on all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day. Bob, I'll see you over there today. Good luck.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Take care.
All right. We'll hit our final break right now. Going to have some time to spend with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets, Toby Callett, out on the golf course this weekend, perhaps next. But we got John, take 2, from New York. Stay with us.
You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. No nighttime racing this Saturday evening, but we come back strong on Sunday night with a big pick six carryover of over $38,000. And with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Sunday should be around $175,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $170,000. And coming up on Sunday is also the final of the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, with a field led by champion Lethal Cowboy 123 and stakes winners defending champ Show and Tell Cartel and newcomer Stetson. And racing fans, we're hosting the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit with a 1 p.m. first post. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Sunday night. The Los Alamitos Pick 6 carryover is over $38,000.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon. Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get it.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Hour 2, Thoroughbred LA. Hey, listen, a lot of people having watch parties for World Cup. Of course, July 4th weekend just about here. If you're going to have people over, why not be proactive if you have a thought that maybe there might be something going wrong with the plumbing? Maybe it's a water heater. Maybe it's mainline drain, whatever. You won't go wrong with my good friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia. Western Rooter, family-owned and operated for more than four decades by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They're open 24/7. They can address anything, leaks, clogs, as I mentioned, broken water heaters, you name it. They can handle any emergency, any job, any time, commercial or residential, and they're on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and Hazel Knock, 10% off your total invoice. You can visit their website, westernrooter.com. It's updated all the time. You'll see over 500 five-star reviews. We really mean it, folks. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And the best in America joins us right now. We used to call him the king of the cowboys of thoroughbred handicappers. My good friend on behalf of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs, Jonathan Hardoon. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I hear they have over 30,000 people at Aqueduct already, so that's a little interesting. Where were they for the last 20 years?
Well,
showing up today to pay their respects.
Kurt mentioned, you know, Hollywood Park. That was December 22nd, 2014, their closing day, and it was the same thing. Every station in town was out there. Everybody they interviewed lamenting, you know, the passage of Hollywood, and you go, where was everybody all this time? But, again, change, I guess we can say, John, is inevitable. The glass half-full version is that the all-new Belmont does reopen on September 14th.
Yeah, September 18th, I think, but maybe you're right. I could be wrong. Anyway, and the Breeders' Cup is coming back to New York, so that's
certainly
huge. Good news.
Yeah,
you were talking about it in the first hour. I mean, they should transfer this around. It's not fair to be in the same two or three places every year. You know, they've been to Monmouth, they never went back. They went to Texas, they never went back. New York, they've had it a few times. But
Woodbine once.
Yes, Woodbine, exactly. I mean, you can go through the whole thing, and that's really not the way it should be. It should be where it transfers different tracks every year.
Yeah. Well, it's economics, John. That's what it is. And in the case of New York, Belmont had gotten old and so on, and that's why I think they shied away. But you see bipartisan political efforts to revive racing there at Belmont. Same thing now going to be at Pimlico in Maryland. We'll see what happens there. The timing isn't right. But, you know, it'd be nice to see these jurisdictions that are investing in racing be rewarded with our two-day Super Bowl.
Yeah, and listen, Belmont had a serious problem. Their plant is big enough to hold 150,000 people.
Yeah.
And the problem is they were getting 3,000 and 4,000 people. So they had no choice but to downsize. And, you know, in this day and age when you can bet on your phone, you can bet from home, you can watch on TV, people aren't running to the racetrack that fast unless it's a Breeders' Cup or a Belmont Stakes or something like that. So they did the right thing. They downsized. I have one major concern. They added a Tapeda track, and I just hope they don't go the route of Gulfstream Park, where Gulfstream started off with one or two Tapeda races a day, and all of a sudden it became 7 and 8 Tapeda races a day. New York, you need it, Mike. In the dead of the winter, fine. Use that track then. Don't make it an everyday thing. People don't like it for the most part.
Well, I think they're going to go the direction you and I are both hoping. I really do, but they need that Tapeda for the winter racing. I don't think there's any doubt about that. John, let's get to it. Come on out here to Los Alamitos. I can tell you, idyllic conditions here in the OC this morning. It was the same thing last week. Who do you like on the 8-race card at Los Alamitos?
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a shot in the 5th race today, Mike. I get it. Number 7, March of Time for Bob Baffert, comes back off of a long layoff. This is a 5-year-old that has 3 career starts, last seen January 25th. So this horse coming off a huge layoff. If you're going to beat him, you're going to beat him today, and I'm going to beat him. I like number 4, Van Cougar, 7-year-old gelding from the Jeff Bondi barn. This horse actually ran twice at Los Al, and those races were sneaky good. I'm getting 8-1 on the morning line, and I believe I'll get every bit of it. Number 4, Van Cougar, upsets and wins today's 5th race out at Los Alamitos.
Owned by a good friend of mine, Mark Kofer, first time for Jeff Bondi, actually second time for Jeff Bondi today. Van Cougar, this is a 7-year-old gelding, certainly in good enough form to hit hard here. 8-1 on Russ Hudak's morning line. Running line at Los Alamitos, 2 lifetime starts, a 2nd and a 3rd. Maybe we'll get 8-1. John, I'm with you in race 5, which goes at 3:07 p.m. JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have closing day at Churchill. They have a big mandatory pick 6 payout, so everything goes out the door. Obviously, Aqueduct and Los Al selections.
Any friends or family going to go out and get a jar of dirt today at Aqueduct closing day?
Yeah, my friend that just called me has 4 jars of dirt for me.
You're kidding.
I can't wait to get it. No, I'm not. I'm going to put it on my desk next to my Santa Anita dirt.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I got when they gave out paperweights when they did away with their Tapeda.
I still have a couple. Yeah.
So do I. I have one right
Come
here.
Come get
the
dirt that Seabiscuit ran on. I remember it. Yeah.
There you go.
That would have been 2007, I think, John, something like that. Hey, anyway, John, all the best, and we'll try and get lucky today. Race 5, it is number 4, Vancouver. That's going to be the Rags and Sheets play of the day. Have a great day, John. We'll talk next weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, and again, my thanks to Elliot Kams, along with Downtown Dave. He's here with us, and Chris Monreal. Don't forget, Angels A's here at the Big A today at 12:15. Have a great weekend. Same thing goes for the Independence Day next weekend. So long. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we got the money. You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.